This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chalmakili. Earlier this month, the government capped how much graduate students can borrow in federal loans. The change means hundreds of thousands of students across the country may need to turn to pricier private lending options to cover tuition, housing, and living expenses. In the D.C. region, students are already taking on the highest loan debt in the country. Lauren Saucer is a correspondent with our partner KFF Health News. She spoke with a man in Prince George's County who's worried the new student loan rules will make it harder for him to become a physician assistant. Lauren is with us now. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, great to be here, Esther.
Who is the student caught in this policy change?
I spoke with Benjamin Pinckney, who lives in Upper Marlboro. He's hoping to pursue a career as a physician assistant. He was planning to pay his tuition and living expenses with federal loans. Those loans often offer lower interest rates than private loans, more flexible repayment options, and in some cases, federal loans can be forgiven if the graduate goes into public service. But a new rule from the Trump administration might mean Pinckney won't be able to borrow the money he needs.
I could see my dream. And then this happens and you realize, like, this might be something I will never be able to obtain.
Pinckney is committed to a career in healthcare. So when the new borrowing rules were announced, he started looking for ways to keep his dream alive. He began asking friends and family if he could live with them while he's in grad school to lower his expenses.
So the government has set caps on how much grad students can borrow. What's their reasoning?
Graduate students used to be able to borrow as much as they wanted in federal loans. The Department of Education says the new rules are meant to curb student debt and put pressure on schools to lower tuition. The limits are different depending on what kind of degree you want. Say you're in a program to become a doctor or a pharmacist. Under the new rules, you're allowed to borrow more federal money than a graduate student studying, say, literature or political science. Regardless of your degree, critics of the new rules say if someone can't get enough federal money to meet their program costs, they may have to make up the difference with private loans that typically have higher interest rates.
Right. Okay. So back to Benjamin Pinckney from Upper Marlboro. How does this change his plans besides trying to find different housing accommodations?
Pinckney says taking on more debt would change his career path.
It kind of pushes you from even looking at rural communities or communities with lower socioeconomic issues because you wouldn't be able to afford to pay back and live. It kind of messes up what the whole profession was meant to be about.
The more people borrow, the more likely they are to go into higher paying healthcare specialties. Those tend to be in metro areas. In other words, not in rural America where we see the worst healthcare shortages. Experts who watch the sector say these student loan rules could also translate into a less diverse healthcare workforce. Black students historically have used federal loans more than white or Hispanic students.
Has there been any pushback to the Department of Education's new policy?
Yes. D.C. joined Maryland, Virginia, and 23 other states that filed a lawsuit over the borrowing caps. The American Academy of Physician Associates and the PA Education Association filed a separate lawsuit. And at the 11th hour, right before the new rules were supposed to go into effect, the Department of Education relented. It allowed several categories of graduate students, including physician assistant students, to borrow more for now. But the change may only be temporary. The lawsuits are still making their way through the courts.
All right, we will just have to wait and see. That was Lauren Saucer with our partner KFF Health News. Lauren, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.